We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Shout out to the work coming. Especially those that are working hard today for the money for Christmas.
Yeah.
So shout out to you guys especially.
We're thinking about that already. Okay, and shout out to everybody that decided to watch that extra episode on Netflix last night. Maybe you're a little tired and dragging, but you know what? You're going to be good today.
That's right. It's Gabe and Nina. It is time for the top six at six in no particular order.
Number six,
I'm going to go first. The Chicago Bulls have a new basketball player. The NBA draft was yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Patrick Williams.
Oh, is this one of those ones I Google?
No.
Did I see who Patrick Williams is?
I had the same response you did, Nina. I was like, who?
Who is that?
And I was like, ugh. But the rumor was the Bulls were going to be picking this guy all along. It just sucks because, like, the one, two, and three guys were just good.
But not great?
No. Good.
Oh, okay.
The Bulls picked fourth.
Oh, I see.
Such a Chicago thing to have happen. You're just an inch outside of the cool zone.
You're like top five.
Yeah. It's like number three. Oh, you're not in New York. You're not in LA. You're in Chicaco. It's like, what? What's going on here? So anyway, congratulations. The coolest part about this draft pick, though, Nina.
Yeah.
Is that his mom owns a floral company.
Oh, cool.
And he has worked for that company, has delivered flowers, you know, since he was younger. He's 19, so 3 years. I need to connect him with my dad.
Because you guys have that in common.
Shout out to Kennicott Brothers. Anybody that's going to Kennicott Brothers, shout out to anybody that works at Kennicott Brothers. Shout out to Red Kennicott if you're up early. My dad's worked there since he was 17 years old.
That's so amazing, actually. That's a pretty impressive story.
My dad is... Wait. 54.
He's going to be like, son, quiet.
I know. My dad's 54. 54.
That's a long time.
He's been working there since he was 17.
It's hard to find anybody that's been at their job for like more than 10 years, let alone been there since they were 17.
We got to do that topic again.
The longest you've been at your job? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Anyways, congratulations to the young man, Patrick Williams, the new member of the Chicago Bulls.
Number five.
I'd hit you with it. Okay. I applied for a job this morning.
Ooh.
I applied to be the chief holiday cheermeister. We see these different things where they're like, you can get paid $5,000 to watch 20 movies. You can get paid for all of these different things. And Gabe and I have been talking about how I really just live on Netflix anyway. I should do something with it.
Yes.
I found an opportunity to get paid to do what I already do. How cool is that? So anyway, I'll keep you posted if I get the job. I would give you the link, but I don't want to compete with you for it.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just
kidding. I shouldn't play this clip.
No, play it. Yeah.
What we want you to do is watch 25 holiday movies in 25 days. And at the end of that, not only do you get to proclaim once and for all the greatest holiday movie of all time, but you'll also collect $2,500.
Which is awesome.
Plus,
cool.
On top of that, you will get a one-year subscription to, wait for it, Netflix, Hulu, Disney, Amazon Prime, cool. HBO Max, cool. Apple TV Plus, and cool. Hallmark Movies Now.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that.
It's a Festivus miracle.
Isn't that so cool?
I actually started doing math in my head.
Yeah.
To try to figure out, because I feel like 25 movies in 25 days, I can get that $2,500 way quicker.
How?
If I watch the 25 movies in less than 25 days.
Oh, I see what
you're
saying.
Quicker.
Yeah.
So then I started doing the math, and I found out that the fastest you'd be able to do it in is 3 days.
How many movies is that a day? Sorry, not math.
Yeah, no. What I did was 25 movies times 2 hours on average. That's 50 hours of actual watching time. 48 hours in a day, subtracting 8 hours for sleep, 1 hour for washrooming and everything like that. To get you down to 39, 39 times two. That leaves you with a third day of 20 hours or 4 hours of sleep.
Dang.
And that was all off memory because Nina saw I did not look at my paper once. That's
all
off memory.
You should see my face. Subtract this for 1 hour of sleeping. Yeah, that what he said. Yeah.
Number four.
Put Math Wizard on your resume, Nina.
That's not me.
All right, number four story is, I wanted to go backwards with this one. There's so many good stories today in the thing. You know what? Let's stay in the holiday spirit. How about that?
Okay, I like it. Hanksmas.
We can't meet with Santa. Sometimes people feel worried about sending letters because they don't know how people are going to feel about. So Santa, parents, has come up with something else for you to do with your children.
The virus didn't cancel Santa at all for us. It was so nice to have this as an option to still be able to talk to him. And we got to do it right here and sit at our own dining room table. So that was really nice. Not have to worry about germs.
Chitchatwithsanta.com.
So is he Zooming or is it like
Zooming.
Oh my God.
You go to chitchatwithsanta.com. You set yourself up. Boom, you get an actual meeting with Santa.
Oh my God, I'm like a drunk dial Santa.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about your niece.
Oh, that's a better idea.
Yeah.
Let me come back down. I'm not around people that often, so I forget.
But that's cool. Imagine a parenting tool there. You're like, you better not act up.
Yeah.
You know we're going to hang out with, we're going to talk to Santa on Friday. Don't be bad because I'll say, ooh, that's so good.
Your kid's going to behave.
Chitchatwithsanta.com.
Number three.
Now, before we get to Santa and back to what Gabe said initially about people that are working hard for those Christmas presents, you know, Black Friday, we save money by shopping on that day. But now, while we associate Black Friday with being all about the deals, which it is, did you also know that Black Friday is the biggest or the busiest day of the year for plumbers? I saw this.
Okay, I can see that. That's funny.
I couldn't help myself but to share it with
you
guys.
That makes sense.
Because it's so funny. Right. The day after, you've got your drains, your all kinds of pipes that get clogged up. So, yeah, it's the busiest day of the year for them. So, according to Roto-Rooter. And they do want to remind everybody not to pour cooking oil down the drain.
No cooking oil down the drain. Put it in a plastic cup like my grandmother does.
Exactly.
Number two.
Number two story is, okay, we're all familiar with this guy right here. If you're not, it's the theme song for Saved by the Bell.
I'm in my feels.
Kelly Kapowski. Kelly Kapowski. That's all I thought about. Kelly Kapowski.
Every word of the song is Kelly Kapowski.
Yep.
Somebody should come up with a song called Kelly Kapowski.
I'm sure they did. So, Nina, here's the other part of this. You know, the reboot came out.
Did it already start? It's on HBO Max, right?
It's on Peacock.
Okay.
Peacock. So, do you know who came up with the new theme song?
No.
Oh, this is good.
I don't know this.
Telephone Tone. It's one of your young rapper friends. Lil Yachty.
Oh, shoot.
Isn't this weird? Lil Yachty doing the Saved by the Bell thing?
Is he singing about Kelly Kapowski?
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, it's trash up until the ending.
Okay.
When I wake up in the morning, the alarm gives out a warning. I don't think I'll ever make it on time. And I give myself a look. I'm at the corner, it's just in time. It's alright, cause I'm saved by the bell.
I didn't hate it. I didn't hate the whole thing. Cause you know, I mean, how are you gonna make that sound?
I didn't either. I hated everything except for the ending. Cause that's if you're gonna have Lil Yachty do the damn thing, it should be sound like this.
Yeah.
Not this.
That's hilarious. That's so funny to me.
Anyway.
What was wrong with the original version? They just had to like
gotta reboot
2020
the show. Yeah. Okay. Lil Yachty's a perfect person for it.
Yeah.
I hate to stay on this topic for too long. Lil Yachty is the perfect person, this obscure, just like rando rapper that can make it cool. But they didn't let him make it cool.
Until the ending.
Anyway.
Number one.
You know somebody that makes everything more cool is Beyonce. So we talked about
True.
It. You know she's teamed up with Peloton and actually she had their whatchamacallit, their stock went up after she ended up teaming up with Peloton. But now Jay-Z, her hubs, is trying to get on this type of fitness action too. Did you hear about this?
No.
He put his money into a startup. So it's basically Peloton for climbing machines. It's called CLM.
It's called Gelaton with a J.
Jay-Z. Get rid of your jelly with the Gelaton. Anyway, so that's coming out. So both of them are going to be getting that fitness money. Climbers and the Peloton. I'm always counting people's money, but I also appreciate the new toy.
Yeah. I mean, geez. Gosh, if Beyonce was my girl and she owned the Peloton, I'd never leave the workout room. I'd just be sitting there. I'd be like, go, babe. Wow.
You could do that now.
Keep going.
Give it for Nicole.
Great job, Beyonce. I'm not paying $10,000 for the damn Peloton. All right, Gabe and Nina, B96, Ariana's on.
When we come back,
we will be playing Throwback Trivia, TBT. So we need you to call us up right now if you know the answer to this one. Finish the lyrics to this 2015 Shawn Mendes hit. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. I'm shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing... Oh, I love Shawn Mendes so much.
I do, too.
All right, 877-591-9696. Finish the lyrics, and you also give me the title of the song, and then you'll get two more questions. Come play TBT, Throwback Trivia, with us next on B96. Rebecca in Highland, Indiana. All right, you heard the first question. We all love Shawn Mendes, especially this 2015 hit. Finish these lyrics, and you'll also tell me the title of the song. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. I'm shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing what?
Stitches.
Poor Shawn and his broken heart.
I know. He doesn't have one anymore.
Fortunately, Camila was the seamstress.
All the stitches.
Question number two, Rebecca. This one's about a movie. Neighbors is an American comedy starring Seth Rogen that was released in 2014. In the movie, Seth's character moves to the burbs but quickly becomes enemies with the fraternity next door. What former Disney hottie and Baywatch alum plays Seth's neighbor?
What's his name, Rebecca?
Oh, God. Is that a guy that used to be on Disney Channel?
Yep.
The answer was Zac Efron.
Oh, okay.
I know. Well, now this makes me really weary about question number two.
Let's find out.
This one's about a TV show, Rebecca. Rick and Morty came out in 2013 on Adult Swim. It's more of a cult classic. There are those that love it and those that know nothing about it. For example, what is Rick and Morty, Rebecca?
It's a cartoon.
Hey!
Oh, that was pretty good. I had no idea.
I just said it. You guys,
I do know nothing about it.
My point right there. That's fantastic. Rebecca, did you grow up in Highland, Indiana?
No, I grew up in Portage.
Okay, what's, one of your fondest memories growing up in Portage?
I used to walk the trails all the time.
That's nice.
Did you ever find any dead bodies like the Lost Boys?
Lord, no.
Rebecca, have a good one, all right? Gabe and Nina, B96. And we have the coolest person in the A on the phone right now. Neil in Arlington Heights, good morning.
Good morning. I agree with that.
You agree with that, right? See?
Absolutely.
You guys walk around screaming, A-H, like we were doing with Buffalo Grove.
I don't know. What do they call Arlington Heights? The Heights or what?
I just moved here. I have no idea. Oh. I guess I can make a name then. Right?
Where'd you move from, Neil?
Tinley Park, Southside.
Now, see, they don't say Tinley Park. They just say Southside.
Yeah, Southside.
I like it. That's a pretty big move, Neil.
Yeah, I'm a teacher up here. Shout out to my students.
Very cool. Oh, what's the name of the school?
Vernon Hills.
Vernon Hills. All right, shout out to you guys.
You got pressure on your shoulder now, Neil, though. You have to,
I know.
You have to make your students proud.
Nina is definitely from Chicago because she just put an S at the end of his name.
I caught myself after I did it.
Neil's, Jules, Aldi's, White Castle's. All right, Neil, hang on one second. We're going to get you a contestant for Wake Up Wars, which does have an S in it.
Okay.
You're going to get three questions, one female, one male, one Chicagoland question. If you can get more right than Neil, then you will sit atop the Wake Up world and get your shot at breakfast. Call us up now to play, though, all right? 877-591-9696.
That is my baby. Who that is?
B96, happy Thursday. We are Gabe and Nina. It is time for the baby daddy check-in. Two dad jokes and a baby update. First dad joke. So I read this study the other day. It claimed that humans eat more bananas than monkeys.
Really?
Which to me sounded obvious because I can't remember the last time I ate a monkey. I eat way more bananas than I eat monkeys. Anyways. The baby daddy check-in is this. Okay. If you've been following the baby daddy check-in, if this is your jam, is the baby growing up fast to you? Because to me,
yeah,
it's flying by. So if, and I can imagine you listening in your car. Look, let's say if this is the first time you've heard the baby daddy check-in in a month.
Right.
When I tell you that my daughter now uses a sippy cup.
Who is she?
Let me say that again. I got my hands doing motions. My daughter is drinking out of a sippy cup.
Does she hold it herself?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yesterday, for the first time, because what happened was, this is too long. So I had a cup of water, and I'm always drinking it. She's always grabbing at it. Don't think anything of it. But then I was like, you know what? Let me give her some water. Can't hurt. So I give her some water out of the cup. She's doing it. We think it's funny. Nicole and I start laughing.
Yeah.
Nicole and I are the same exact person because we both think, let's buy a sippy cup. So we buy the sippy cup.
Yeah.
You can introduce it at 6 months. Give her the sippy cup. She's in heaven. She's in heaven because she's been watching her parents drink out of a cup for 6 months. And now all of a sudden she gets to do the same thing. It doesn't have to be out of a boob or a bottle.
Oh my God. She's hanging out with you guys. You guys have your wine. She has her sippy cup. Cheers. Oh,
that's the problem. I made her rum and coke after. And then she started trying to grab the rum and coke. Oh. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
We're not there yet. Don't grow up that fast.
A little too different for that. But anyway, point is, she's growing up fast. And I hope you guys are noticing the same thing. And thank you for coming along this journey with me. All right. Second dad joke. Here is your, I don't know, reward. This is hilarious.
Okay, I'm ready.
Did you guys hear? The Pillsbury boy died.
What?
His funeral will be held at 3:50 for about 20 minutes.
Why has it got to be a funeral? Oh.
All right. Why? Wake Up Wars is up next. It's Gabe and Nina. B96. Hey, before we start Wake Up Wars, if you've been following us the last couple of days, Krista and her boyfriend, Tucker, have been hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of jealousy going on. Krista told Tucker that his ex has been going out with his best friend. He had a crazy reaction, but we are going to have them back on the show just after 7:20. Do not miss it.
Wake Up Wars. Team Gabe against Team Nina. Right now on B96.
This time, it's war.
Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Neil, good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, Neil has been out energized.
What happened
during
Neil?
The hellos? I don't know what happened there, but hey, that's not what matters, guys. It is time for Wake Up Wars. We are Gabe and Nina. This is B96. Neil in Arlington Heights is our reigning Wake Up Wars champion. So you get to decide who goes first today, Neil.
Let them go first.
Neil, hang on 1 second, okay?
Yep.
All right, Josh, you know how the game goes, right?
I know how the game goes. Let's do this.
All right, your first female-centered question. On Thanksgiving, stretchy pants are always the move. What are tight-fitting stretch pants that resemble denim jeans called?
Jeggings.
My boy Josh came to play today.
You said that so confident, like you got a pair.
Question number two, your male-centered question. We all love a good bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos. But what is the name of the mascot whose last name is Cheeto?
Chester.
And question number three, your Chicagoland question. As most of us have heard, the Windy City doesn't refer to the gusts of winds that knock me down when I'm walking to work. What? Who wrote this question? I did. But it does refer to a particular group of people that create policies that govern the land. What group of people is the Windy City nickname referring to?
The government.
All right, hang on 1 second.
All right, Neil, we're doing it for the kids. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Our boy Josh got 2 questions correct. So
Here
it is, Neil, the female-centered question. On Thanksgiving, stretchy pants are always a power move. But what are tight-fitting stretch pants that resemble denim jeans called?
Shorts? No.
It's okay. Just breathe. You got these next two. Let's tie this baby up. Next question. We all love a good bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos. But what is the name of the mascot whose last name is Cheeto?
Neil, your students are. I want that to be the first question you ask your students today.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys,
they're going to be hounding me.
Of course. Be like, who is the mascot for Flaming Hot Cheetos? They'll tell you.
Well, it's a tiger, right?
That's Frosted Flakes, bro.
Sorry, he's figuring it out.
I don't even know.
Chester, the Chester Cheeto. That's funny.
Oh, I had no clue. Oh, wow. No clue.
Okay, that's all right, Neil. Let's try for this one. As most of us have heard, the Windy City doesn't refer to the gust of wind that knocked Gabe down when he's walking to work, but it does refer to a particular group of people that create policies that govern the land. What group of people is the Windy City referring to?
Politicians.
Hey, Neil, good job.
Good job. You got the smart one right.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
All right, Josh, in Lowell, Indiana, congratulations. You are the new king of the Winter World.
There we go. King Josh.
The answers to the questions. Number one, the stretchy pants that resemble jeans are jeggings, Neil. I'll put some in your stocking for Christmas.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah, everybody can wear those. Also, the mascot for Flaming Hot Cheetos and Cheetos is Chester Cheeto.
Yeah. And then the last question, Neil got it right, Josh. The nickname Windy City refers to our politicians. Specifically, our politicians.
Yeah. Okay,
yes. Neil, do me a favor, dude. Follow me on Instagram, man. I want to follow you back. You seem like a cool person, so.
For sure. I definitely will.
Yeah, do that. And also, thanks for hanging out with us. Shout out to your students at Vernon Hills. You guys got yourself a pretty cool teacher.
Yeah, definitely.
Great job, Neil.
Have a good week,
great
okay?
Student. Thank you. Thank you.
Josh Lowell.
Not only are you a king, Josh, you're a turkey king. Congratulations, Josh. You also just won a turkey from Jewel Osco.
Hey, awesome.
Look at that. You thought the Tiger King was cool.
Uh-uh.
Wait till you get a load of the Turkey King. Hey, Josh, what are you doing for Thanksgiving this year?
We're just hanging out at the house.
Yeah, a little smaller get-together, right?
Yeah.
That's why Jewel's hooking you up, man. They're getting you the turkey. Hopefully you have some money left over for a side or two. But don't worry. That's the big prize for today. The actual big prize comes if you win two more Wake Up Wars in a row. Okay, Josh?
Okay.
Congratulations again.
That's huge.
Gosh, Thanksgiving. 1 week away, Nina.
Exactly a week away from today.
This is my favorite holiday, so I just...
Because you like to eat it all?
Just like being with family.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of people doing it. In a year like 2020, I know it sucks there. It was like, don't do Thanksgiving, but this is the one thing people were looking forward to kind of like rid them of all the blah that is 2020. So
yep.
I feel bad. But if you are keeping it tight, hey, be safe while you're doing that.
Have to.
All right. Now, we mentioned earlier, Krista and Tucker, the couple we had on yesterday, they have an update. So make sure you're here for that. 7:23. It is explosive. B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. Let's go ahead and welcome Krista back to the show. Good morning.
Hi.
So, an uncomfortable conversation yesterday, to say the least. Seems like your boyfriend Tucker was getting a little bent out of shape. How did it go when you guys got home?
We just kept arguing. He was like, why don't you just talk to me about this in person? Like, why'd you need to bring me on the radio for this? Yada, yada, yada. And I was just like, why are you getting so upset about this? You know, and it was just a whole big back and forth. And then he just like, was like, I'm done, and walked out the door.
No, Krista, like done? Like the relationship's overdone?
I mean, like I haven't heard from him since.
Damn.
This was what we were kind of trying to figure out.
That's like the biggest fear, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I just think about in a situation like this. Okay, I understand what you were saying yesterday, Krista. Like, hey, this is my best friend. And you're upset about the friend.
Of course.
But I just think you shouldn't be that upset if you're in a new relationship. Because that just tells me you have some sort of feelings for the ex still.
I mean, I was... Like, if I thought... I thought we were going to break up over this. Like, I wouldn't have brought it up, you know? I don't know what to do.
No, I think it's better that you did bring it up, though, because if these feelings were there, that was going to come up at some point anyway. And so it's always better to get ahead of it, but never feels good. So, I mean, don't want to take that away from you.
Let's not give him an exit strategy either, Krista. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's bent out of shape, if he's trying to break up with you over this situation, what we don't want to do is be like, oh, well, you know what? It was his friend, his best friend.
No.
So he's heartbroken.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not. You stick to your guns and don't let anybody like that try to sneak you into another outcome.
Yeah, because I know that's like kind of where my head goes sometimes, and I'm like, no, snap out of that.
Yeah, you got to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Hang on 1 second for me.
Maybe it's not like done. Maybe he just needed space.
Maybe. I mean, unless I'm wrong, unless I'm just, you know, I know people were calling yesterday kind of hard about the whole thing, like, yo, Gabe, you're overreacting, saying that he's feeling that way. But I guess just for me, I would be more shocked than upset. If somebody said, like, hey, your best friend is dating your ex.
Right.
I'd be like, what?
Right.
Really? You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. I wouldn't be like, what? How dare you? How dare they? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Me personally. I can only speak from my personal experience. But, I mean, he left. He walked out. So what you were saying earlier, what do you think that she should do? You okay, this is a good question for you.
Okay.
He walked out in this situation that is sticky. Should she be the one to reach out to him? Should she be the one to reach out to him? Or should she just wait and let him reach out to her?
I think anytime you just wait and you're putting your fate in somebody else's hands, that can eat you into a million different pieces.
Yeah.
So I would give him some time to cool off. If he just walked out last night, I'd give him like a couple days. But yeah, I don't think it hurts for her to reach back out to clarify what she was trying to say and try to repair the relationship. I would hate for it to end over this.
Okay. We want to give Krista some good advice because that's what we do here. We're all about solutions, not problems. So let's tackle that one first. She hasn't heard from her man. He walked out yesterday to apparently broke up, but should she reach out to him or should she just kind of wait and see how this whole thing plays out? Because I don't know, man, I'm telling you, something's going on there. I don't know what it is, but something's going on. All right. 877-591-9696. Let's help out Krista. Should she reach out to him or should she wait a little bit? And then if you have any, I don't know, maybe comments on what I'm saying too, I will take your calls. 877-591-9696. Ashley and Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Gabe. I can't believe I'm talking to you. I love you guys. I listen to you every day. I tried to call yesterday.
Well, I'm glad you're back today and you heard what happened. So what do you think?
I just think that, especially after hearing what happened yesterday, if they are not meant to be together and they're both not secure enough, it's just not the right. They're just not right for each other anyways. So there's a lot of feelings you probably had. And being put on the spot on the radio, that's really hard. I can't imagine. Yeah. So
thank you, Ashley. I mean, definitely some wise words there. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys so much. I listen every day. You guys are amazing. You get me through every morning on the way to work.
You're the sweetest,
Ashley. Made our day right now, Ashley. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good day.
Bye. You too.
Claudia Plainfield. All right. Do you think she should reach out to him now that they broke up, air quotes, or should she wait?
You know what? I think she should wait because I think that for one, he was embarrassed being on air with everyone hearing their problems. Two, everyone keeps on saying best friend, but when you have a best friend, it's more like a brother. And nobody acts calmly at the first sight of betrayal. No one.
Hold on. I don't want to say no one because I literally just finished saying, if someone said that to me, my reaction would not be I would not overreact. I'd be like, wow, really? Like that, it would be confusing more so than upsetting. You know what I'm saying?
So if your brother went back with your ex, your brother, you would be like, wow.
If you literally called me right now and was like, hey, Gabe, I just saw your ex-wife out with your brother. I'm telling you right now, I would not be like, what?
That's Gabe.
I'd be like, what?
Wow.
Really?
Okay. Well, I bow down to you because I don't.
Yeah. Right, Claudia.
I guess the whole world would be different if we were like you.
I definitely would have exploded.
But I hear what you're saying, though. We don't know his reaction. We don't know what their relationship was like, so we can't jump to those conclusions. And maybe he did feel a bit uncomfortable on the radio yesterday. It's something definitely to think about, Claudia. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
that. And I think she should wait. Give him space.
That makes sense. Hey, the phone lines are open right now. 877-591-9696. I mean, maybe my reaction is the outlier reaction. Maybe I'm coming down too hard on this guy, and maybe he's not some sort of cheater that loves, or not cheater, but somebody that still loves his ex or still has feelings for his ex.
There might be something going on, though. Just the fact that he walked out last night and did get angry. So there's still underlying stuff, but there needs to be another conversation, I just feel like.
All right, 877-591-9696. The phone lines are open. Should she wait to reach out or should she let him do it? And am I just going too hard on the guy?
All of the above.
And nothing's really happening. 877-591-9696. It's B96. Annabelle, good morning. All right, what do you think about the situation? You heard the update. They got into a big fight yesterday, and he broke up with her and walked out the house.
Okay, that's just jumping into conclusions, but, you know, the best way is to communicate, and that's part of the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody said, you know, just give it time, and maybe they just need to sit down and talk about it.
Do you think she should reach out to him, though, or wait for him to come to her?
You know what? That's a very good question.
That's what we're asking.
That's what we're asking. Thank you. Thank you. Someone is praising us for doing a good job. Wow. Great.
Be the bigger person, you know? Speak out, you know?
Thanks for the call, Annabelle.
Thanks, Annabelle. Gabe, let me ask you this, too, because I do think that it's harmless for her to reach out, but she should give it a little bit of time. How long do you think she should wait if reaching out is the choice she decides to make?
If I was the guy, I would say immediately. I would say not even wait, but my advice is always to try to tackle it with humor, right? It's like, hey, did you cool off yet? I would love to talk. You know, it's like something like something funny to like bring you back to the table to have a conversation. Be like, hey, that was cute that you walked out. We're still together, but can we have a conversation about what happened? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you want to go back on the radio, babe?
Exactly. Right. Or not. Right. Mary on the South Side. Good morning. Glad you're here.
Good morning. So what are you guys doing?
Doing good, man. We've been hanging out listening to Krista and Tucker just like you have.
Kind of stressful.
So what's your, I don't know, take on the latest?
It is stressful. Well, you know what, Gabe? I think that you are being hard on them because, you know, those are normal feelings to have if you're jealous. It doesn't mean that you're going to go and pursue, oh, yeah, I don't want him with, I want her.
Right.
And that is his best friend. That's his best friend. I would have a reaction like that also. Everybody's reaction is different. It's not the same.
That's what I'm learning. You know what I think happens often, and I think we're guilty of it too, is that, you know, we let our own personal stories get in the way and force opinions on other people. I think that happens way too often, right? Where I say to myself, well, damn, that happened to me. This is what happened. So therefore it's fact. And you're right. I mean, I guess I'm not thinking about, you know, their relationship.
You're not looking through his eyes. You're not looking through his perspective of what's going on.
My favorite line, Mary, that he said yesterday was, I dated her for a year. I've known him for 15.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too, Mary. Hi, Mimi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Mimi. So after you just heard what Krista told us, do you think that she should reach out to her man or just wait and see if he comes to her?
I mean, it can go either way. It all depends on how hurt she is or what does she think she needs to do as far as
what would you do?
Oh, man. See, like me, like I said, I was kind of in a similar situation where he left me. And in the beginning, it was so hard for me. So I kind of let it go for a bit. But then I went to look for him.
Yeah.
And that I felt like that kind of backfired because I feel like you, if you didn't do nothing, like, let's see me. I didn't do nothing wrong. I don't think I should go look
for him. I like this.
I hear
you. Chris is like, I didn't do anything. I just gave you the news that your ex was dating your best friend and now you're breaking up with me.
Right. But you can't let pride get in the way of trying to get to the bottom of this situation. Yeah. You know, communication still is important.
Thanks for
are you kidding me? The communication is the main key to every situation in this whole entire world. I mean, I always voice that.
Sure, Mimi. Thanks for the call. And I want to say this. Communication is key, but only if you do it well.
But you can't give up. Like, you have to keep trying, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'll leave it there.
I just know even, like, the best communicators are just poor communicators. That's such an oxymoron, but it's so true.
Yeah, there's always something to learn.
Jeez, even me, I'm like, we do a radio show, and I'm like, he loves his ex-girlfriend.
But you're human.
Right. Really just has to process his emotions, I'm sure.
I hope it works.
I hope they get back to the table and have a conversation. Krista Tucker, if you're listening, at least have a civilized conversation
it's
about the
holidays.
Whole
eat turkey. Come on.
Pitbull, Neo, Give Me Everything right here on B96. Oh, you hear this music? This is different. We usually play this at 6 o'clock, so it seems weird at 7:52.
I was like, what are we doing? Where are we going?
Well, we're actually playing Guess Your Gig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Nina, did you know more people are back to work in the month, or were back to work in the month of August than at any point throughout the entire pandemic?
I did not know that.
That's exciting. That means that you in your car are probably back to work for your first time. Yes. Congratulations.
Let's go. You get to work today.
No. The game we're playing is Guess Your Gig because Nina and I, we know what you do for a living. It's incredible. You're back to work for the first time in months, and yet we know what you do for a living. So here's how the game works. We are going to ask you two questions, one each respectively, and then going to take a guess at your gig. All right, but in order to play, you got to call 877-591-9696. Guess Your Gig is next on B96. Cat on the North Side.
Hey.
Dude, this is so easy. How's I'll just guess nurse right now.
Is he right?
Wait, you have to ask a question.
Kat, okay. Do you wear scrubs? What color are they?
Yes, I wear scrubs.
Do you hear heartbeats at your job?
Yes, I do, little one.
Are you a NICU?
Are you a NICU nurse?
How did you know?
Are you a baby nurse?
I'm a labor and delivery nurse, so I help deliver the babies, and then we have the mom and the baby for 2 hours and then bring them over.
Kat, we told you that we had superpowers, one, and two, that's so cool. You get to bring life into the world.
Oh, my gosh, it's so awesome. I just got off shift, and it is seriously, I know everybody, like, loves their job and everything, but it is the best job in the entire world.
I bet.
I want a baby.
How did you guys know?
Kat, because I told you we have superpowers.
No, is it because I said hey, or is it because I said I was leaving the city?
She said, hey.
It's because you said, hey.
First of all,
that gave it away.
We don't talk to you on the other side. Our phone screener does. He just puts your name up there, and it says Kat Northside. And I just assumed in my head, if I knew a Kat on the north side, what would she probably do for a living? I'm probably a nurse.
No way.
Yeah.
You're a psychic. I'm psychic, too. I guess the gender of the babies, if they are guessing the gender, and I got 29 right in a row.
Kat, what's the gender of my next baby going to be?
Boy.
Ooh.
That'd be cool. I would love that. Boy. I'm so selfish. Ooh. I'm not even
initial
in that family.
Initial thought, boy.
Initial thought, boy. Go with your gut instinct. Hey, Kat, have a great day. Yeah. You know what? Get some sleep, I should say. All right.
I'm going to go sleep. Yeah.
Have a good one.
Thank you, guys. Oh, love you guys. Okay, bye.
Oh, no problem.
Love you back. That was fun.
All right, do you want us to blow your mind? And call now, all right? 877-591-9696. Come play Guess Your Gig with us, Gabe and Nina on B96. Linda Laporte, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you drive for a living?
No.
Linda, do you have paper cuts on your fingers?
Not paper cuts.
Okay.
Not paper cuts on her fingers. Something on her fingers doesn't drive. You are a mail carrier.
No.
If they're not paper cuts, they're probably splinters. So are you a, what are those? I was going to say a woodman, but no, what's it called? A carpenter.
No.
All right, Linda, what do you do for a living?
Hairdresser.
Haircut.
She's Linda Scissorhands. That's where the cuts come from.
That's a good one.
Linda, thanks. Hey, are you doing house calls now, or are people still coming into the shop?
Nope, yep. We're still open at the moment.
Good for you. Go ahead and drop the name of your salon.
Hair Fitness in LaPorte.
Hair Fitness in LaPorte. If you mention Gabe and Nina, you get 50 cents off of your haircut.
And if you say Linda Scissorhands, you get $1.
Linda, thanks for the call. Jackie Southside, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Okay, I don't know. What's going on with you?
I'm on my way to work right now.
Okay, let me see here. Mary, looking at your last name, you live on the South Side. My first question is going to be, do you have over 100 coworkers?
I'm going to say no. I work at a place that has a lot of coworkers, but my intimate group.
Right.
We're just going to narrow it down a little bit further, Jackie.
Let's do it.
What color are the walls that you usually see?
Oh, great question.
Is it?
I thought so.
I think blue and gray and brick.
You work at Costco.
No.
Oh.
Damn. I think Jackie builds Costco. Are you an architect?
Oh, no.
What is it?
I'm actually a welding instructor.
A welding instructor. I knew it.
Yeah. Don't they sell those in aisle 8 at Costco?
See, you do welding. Yeah,
exactly. Stacy, Lake Station, you there? Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, my first question for Stacy in Lake Station is, do you drive a boat, though?
Ooh.
No.
Interesting.
We're all excited to get on the boat.
That just eliminated the one that I was thinking, so I think I have it now.
Obviously. Okay, let me try this one, Stacy. Do you have good aim?
Yes, it doesn't have to do with my work.
Of course not, because you are an Illinois toll operator, machine lever fixer.
You know, the arm
no, that's not it.
Right. No.
Nina, what's your guess?
Okay. I think you, Stacy, are a teacher.
Oh, Nina, you are very close.
I knew it.
I do work with a teacher.
Oh, okay. Are you like a superintendent? What do you do?
I'm a paraprofessional. I work with special need children that have behavioral issues.
Very cool.
Okay. I don't know. Illinois toll worker sounds pretty cool, though. Wow, that was a good podcast.
I can't even believe we said those things.
I mean, with that one in the beginning when I was like, ah, and then you were like, ha. Ah.
Oh, my God, right? And I was like, what a jerk.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed it just as much as we did. All right, it's Gabe and Nina, B96. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.